You're listening to Health Radio. Talk radio. Just for the health of it. It's time now for Swanson Health Talk Radio, bringing wellness to the world. Here's your host, Dr. Derek DeSilva.
Welcome, my friends, once again. Great to have you with us. Thank you for spending some time with us right here at Swanson Health Talk Radio. My first guest today is Dr. Lorraine Maida. She is an author and the president and medical director of How to Live Younger. Joins the show to discuss all of these important things about how to stay young and how to stay vibrant. She is a board-certified internal medicine doctor with over 20 years of experience in preventative health and wellness, internal, occupational, and travel medicine, and was an executive in the healthcare industry for many, many years with Fortune 100 companies. It's a pleasure to have you with us, Dr. Maida. By the way, you're the author of the book Vibrance for Life, How to Live Younger and Healthier. Great to have you with us.
It's great to be here. I'm such a fan of yours, and I'm really delighted to be on the show today.
Oh, you're flattering me. And you know, I've always heard women say that flattery will get you everywhere. But I guess it's true for women and men, isn't it?
Maybe. You have to tell me, but it's true. I watch you on News 12 New Jersey.
Oh, you're so sweet. Well, thank you so much. Let's talk a little bit about your philosophy. What is your philosophy for wellness, if you will?
Well, my philosophy for wellness is, first of all, it has to start with your attitude. It's never one thing, and it is the synergistic effect of having a good diet, a good attitude, you know, savvy supplementation, exercise, stress management, and all of those that can balance your hormones. So my philosophy is you need a little bit from every category so that you can live vibrantly for the rest of your life.
I absolutely love that because it's so true. You know, a lot of people will say, well, I'm going on a diet. Great, I'm going on a diet. But they talk nothing about exercise. They talk nothing about their emotional, energy, spiritual connection. And they expect that that one thing is going to change their life. What are your thoughts
on
that?
It's never one thing. You know, if you find you can start making a difference, making small changes in one category, but then you reach a wall and then you need to add something else and something else. So that's why I tried to make it as seven simple steps and make it easy. Because if you know, when people tell me, my mother said, I took ginkgo biloba, it didn't help my memory. But if you're not exercising to get blood up to your brain and you're not eating the right foods and you don't have the right nutrients, one supplement is not going to help you. You need everything.
What about your book, Vibrance for Life? You know, a lot of people have reasons that they write books. Why did you write this book?
Well, I wrote this book because people would come to me over and over again and say, you know, I just don't feel like myself. I'm tired. I don't have the energy. I don't have the memory that I had before. And everybody tells me I'm either normal or getting old. And you know, with all this studying and all that I've done in my corporate career, I realize that there's so much more that you can do. That if you use science, the best of science and nature, you can turn almost anything around. Your body has innate healing potential.
When we talk, you know, you said something that really struck me about hormones. You know, I think when people think of hormones, especially women, they think of estrogen, progesterone. When men think of hormones, they only think of testosterone. But there are so many more hormones that need to be balanced. Could you just touch on them a little bit?
Absolutely. The two hormones that go up as we age are insulin and cortisol. And these are the two hormones that we can control with diet, exercise, and supplements. And they have a profound effect on our life. Cortisol is the stress hormone, and when that goes up, you put weight around your midsection. And when we have too many calories, and especially a high sugar content or simple refined carbohydrates or processed foods, it'll make insulin go up, and that will also put weight on around the midsection. And both of these can actually start destroying your bones and cause inflammation. So those two hormones, they're in our control to modulate them.
You know, the other thing that I have found as far as hormones go and as far as aging goes is the thyroid. Any thoughts of what you do with that?
Absolutely. Well, thyroid is a pretty key hormone, especially for metabolism. And as we age, we cannot convert our active T4 T4 to T3, which mm-hmm. is the more active form, and that could be due to nutritional deficiencies, stress, infection, trauma, or even aging. So mm-hmm. I make sure that thyroid is measured and that it's optimal.
Mm-hmm. What about, so the name of your book is Vibrance for Life, How to Live Younger and Healthier, and we're talking about how to stay young and vibrant. What are your tips on how to do that?
My first is to start with the right attitude. Know that it's possible and that you're in control and you're in charge of your life. The second step, I would say, would be to have a balanced exercise program incorporating, I use the acronym BESAFE, balance, endurance or aerobics, stretching, and flexibility. So balance goes earlier. So have a balanced exercise program. Nutrition is a chapter in and of itself. Good nutrition is essential. I also recommend supplements, stress management, and all of those together will balance your hormones.
Yeah, and it is. And the beauty of this, folks, is that it is all of these things. It is, the, you know, I tell people, and people I think are tired of hearing this, but it's mind, body, spirit, but it truly is all of those things put together. You know, and I'm a perfect example of this. I have a very, very, very crazy, hectic, busy life, but I always try to find the time to exercise, to go out and do some work in the garden, things that I enjoy at the end of the evening, sit and relax and have a nice glass of wine. I think all of those things are important, the prayer and all of those things, to really get you into a place where it's nice to be. It's a fun
Absolutely.
Place to be.
I couldn't agree with you more. Stress management is so key, and it doesn't have to be meditation, although I'm a big believer in meditation, but just taking some time to relax and unwind, and especially in nature, it's so nurturing, it's so soothing, it just lowers those levels of cortisol and puts you in a much better space, and it can unleash your creativity mm-hmm. and allow your body to heal.
Could we talk a little bit more about cortisol? We know that cortisol is a stress hormone, right? Is cortisol a good thing? Is cortisol a bad thing? How do we handle this?
Well, you need some cortisol, but you don't want cortisol to be high or too high or too low. I'm finding, you know, a lot of people come in and they complain that they can't sleep. Well, sometimes they think just melatonin is going to help, but it's their cortisol levels that are high at night that keeps them awake because they're stressed out, they're thinking about their day, they're worried about what's coming tomorrow, and it gets a little bit out of control. So mm-hmm. learning meditation techniques, breathing, stress management, that helps. And that helps lower the cortisol as well as having good nutrition. But if you have too high a cortisol, you get osteoporosis, you get fat around the midsection. There are a lot of very bad effects to too high of a cortisol mm-hmm. level, and mm-hmm. it depresses your immune system.
Right, right.
But without cortisol, you really have no energy whatsoever. People end up with that when they're burnt out.
Mm-hmm. So how do you test for cortisol? What do you do to evaluate that situation?
I test cortisol in saliva mm-hmm. because I can look at the natural rhythm of cortisol. It should be high in the morning, and it starts going lower in the mid-afternoon, and then it's lowest at night. So I like to look at the pattern of cortisol because some people have it too high and then too low and then too high and then too low. Mm-hmm. And we can actually look at it, and I can identify the stressors based on the cortisol level. And it's very insightful for the person. So I usually measure it that way.
Do you go over this? By the way, that's what I do. That's exactly what I do. I measure it in saliva. I think saliva is probably a better way because it's an easier way instead of going to the laboratory four times, you know, in one day, usually morning, afternoon, late afternoon, and then evening is the way I usually check that. I mean, how can you make four trips to the laboratory, right? I mean, it's just a convenience issue.
Absolutely, and you can't get that information any other way mm-hmm. because you can't make four trips to the laboratory.
Right.
And the cycles of cortisol are very revealing. Like I said, if it goes up at night, you can't sleep, and that's the reason. And there's supplements that you can take to lower cortisol.
I love the fact that you are in my backyard here in New Jersey. It's very nice to meet people that are like-minded. that actually, you know, you and I have been to the Age Management Medicine Conference. You know, you told me that you have been there. I'm very involved in that organization. But, you know, when you're in a situation like that, you have all the like-minded people talking. But when you're outside that and to find somebody in your own backyard, it's very exciting for me. So it really is wonderful to meet you here today. Do you have a website, Dr. Mehta, that people can go to for you?
It's howtoliveyounger.com, easy to remember. And the book has its own website, Vibrance for Life.
Very good. Two things. Once again, howtoliveyounger.com and Vibrance for Life, two websites that you can get more information on Dr. Mehta. We're going to take a break, and she's going to come back, and she's going to be speaking with us about what supplements you can use to stay young and vibrant. We'll be right back.